This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for joining this evening. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, that you guys are paying attention. So tonight... Joining the studio. I really do appreciate the time. What the heck is that all about? That's really weird hearing yourself over again. Oh, there you go. You got to hit all the right buttons. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moreno is going to join me at the top of the hour at the, after the first break, as she does every week. And you're talking about somebody who's wound up. She's wound up tighter than I am. Seriously. And like I said earlier, I got two things I want to hit on. I don't think I'm going to get through them both this hour. But I got to tell you something. This is exactly, and we don't have to do this in a mean way. Not that I'm against being mean from time to time, but we don't have to do this in a mean way. We really don't. So the Muslims demand that locals don't walk dogs in public because it's a violation of Sharia and it disrespects them. Okay? Well, I'm disrespected. Yeah, I get mad at you. When you tell me that Christmas, and we've done this story, so you want to go look it up, you go look it up on your own. Thank you. That Christmas offends you. That Christmas is almost one of the worst things that a Muslim can hear is Merry Christmas. I have Muslim friends. They have no problem with it. But there's a large group of people, large group of Muslims that say Merry Christmas is very offensive. So, again, I'm kind of confused. Do we not walk the dogs now? You know, why don't they move to, if they move, what is it, Japan or China? Which one of them has, like, dog cooking week or whatever it is? I think it's China. Right, they'd go there. They'd be well at home because the dogs wouldn't be being walked or anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get anybody crazy, but think about it. Maybe they fit right in there. I don't know. They're nasty. When I saw the clips that some of you sent me about what the Muslims were doing to dogs, and again, not all Muslims, but a particular group was doing to the dogs, it was disgusting. See, this is the one thing. I would love for a Muslim to write me a letter and explain something to me. If Allah is God, and he's the only God, he's a true God, and whatever, and he created everything, because that's what you say, he created, he's God, he created everything, why would you disrespect? Why would you torture? Why would you hurt something he created? Do you not respect the creations of the Creator? Is that not in your book? I don't know. I've not studied your book. But I would think a God of order, a God that was just and right, wouldn't want you destroying those things he created. At least I don't. I don't get it. Anyway, in Manchester, pamphlets have been distributed by a group called the Public Purity. They've demanded that Brits do not take their dogs out in public, as dogs are considered impure in the Islamic faith. The group's message is that British citizens must do certain things that may be considered uncomfortable in order to make its Muslim citizens feel more at home. But you came into my country. See, when you come into my country, I don't change for you. I'm accommodating to a degree. I'll help you a little bit. I'll explain things that might be due to you. You know, because we all know that there's different nuances to the language. There's different different ways we do things. You know, we have Xander Gibbs on Friday nights on the show, and he spent many years in England, and it took him a while to get back into the American culture, if you would. So we get that. That's understandable. But to go into somebody else's house and ask them to change everything for you is asinine and unacceptable. You don't come into my house and tell me how you don't like the colors, you don't like the carpet, I have to get rid of the animals, and I'll have to change the way I serve food. It doesn't work that way. I will point you to the nearest Motel 6. So anyway, the group says that to make the Muslim citizens feel more at home, that we should stop doing all these things that offend them. Now, isn't this kind of whiny? This is a whiny ultimatum they're giving. Right? This is inducing behavior that would make citizens of a non-Islamic nation care how it's... You know, that's it. You come in, and you whine and cry, and you moan and groan about everything, and you wonder why they're not happy to have you there. I'll tell you what's clear, though, is that this type of intrusive behavior from Muslim immigrants helps to explain British citizens' unwillingness to remain in the European Union. You know, remember, when you start what do you think happened here? And again, I'm sorry I didn't get through the whole thing, because I specifically want to deal with something about the Democrats. And I'm going to do it in the third hour. So if you really want to hear it, it's in the third hour. So anyhow, it's like for reading stuff while I'm trying to think. What can I tell you? Anyway, always a pleasure to have with you. Now, the Muslims, the British citizens were roundly denounced as xenophobes following the Brexit situation, right? This is what the liberals do. And it's worldwide. It's not just here in this country. Come on, think about this. You vote against something, it has to be because you're a hater. They vote against something. Why? Come on, raise your hand. Anybody know? Because it's best for you. They know what's best for you. They don't understand. I'm setting you up for the third hour because they don't understand why they lost. They think they do, but they're using the same logic they used before. And I would love to get them and just say to them, you know why you lost? Because you're full of yourself. Because you're sure you can't make mistakes. Because you're sure you know better than everybody else. That's why you lost. There's no humility in that group. Not that I've seen. Even Chuck Schumer, he didn't say, we need to look long and hard at what happened so we can see what we did wrong and fix it. No. Anyway. I was going to say, Kimberly Moran joins me. Maybe she can calm me down, but that's never going to happen. You're probably going to wind me up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. We're going to have a lot of fun together. You're going to have to take notes because we go pretty fast. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. And you know, yeah, man, apparently they heard me earlier when I said, how much coke or how much crack do you have to smoke? For some of this stuff to make sense. How much coke do you have to do for some of this stuff to actually make sense to you? I don't think there is enough. I don't think they can produce it fast enough and or enough of it. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does. I wasn't making fun of you either with the coke or the crack. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to help calm me down, I guess, as if you want to go down that road. Help me get a grasp of reality. That doesn't work, though, does it?
No. Because you get me going.
So you're a little frostbitten there tonight, right, in your neck of the woods?
Cold. I have a little electric fireplace in my office, and it's been on for like a week, but not all the time. But it's I'm cold. I'm whining.
By the way, did I tell you I have a new book out?
It's called talk about people
Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You know, I mean, I'm sure that'll sell at least 6 or 7 copies. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. No, but
is it on e-book?
What?
I didn't even look. Is it on the e-book, too? I didn't look yet.
Oh, yeah. It's like horse manure on a ranch. It's everywhere. You should be able to get a hold of it just about every place. I don't know if, we've got a PDF version up on my on the website that you can pull on your e. Because some people, I guess not everybody's, what is it called, Kindle aficionado? So,
yeah.
So I guess a PDF, you can use a PDF on many of the e-book readers, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm not well aware. This is another thing that eludes the crap out of me. But anyhow, so we were talking about in England, I don't know if you caught it, the Muslims want a ban on walking dogs in public because it's definitely, they don't like it. It makes them feel bad. It's against their law. And I'm going, usually you conform with the country you move into. Am I missing something here? Am I, my brain dead or what? Go ahead.
I'm trying to watch my language that I use. As you know, I have 2 dogs, and I love my dogs very much.
Yeah.
You know, this is England's fault because they've caved on so many other things. Same with Sweden, same with Germany, same with France. All these places, they just let people stream in from other countries that weren't going to assimilate to their culture and obey their laws and expect them to change. And guess what? It's already happening in some places because as soon as there's enough of a contingent, they vote them in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that are the leaders, and then they're going to start putting laws. I forget what place. I want to say Brussels. I can't remember. I'd have to look. But there is a place that they did a documentary on it, and that happened. More and more Muslims from Middle Eastern countries were immigrating over, and eventually they were able to basically have enough votes to take over every area, whatever elected official place in the city or the town.
Yeah.
And then the rules, and they're not rules based on any kind of document or constitution of that country or that city. They're changed.
I don't have a problem because it's very, I don't know how many of our listeners know this. It's very common for Jews and Christians to follow, Christian law or Jewish law, biblical law, when it comes to doing business. And they try to settle things. We're not supposed to necessarily go to court. We try to settle things outside of court. But within the guidelines of the law of the land, if you know what I'm saying. So, you know, I've entered into contracts with people before, too, that follow Christian principles before we can go to legal, if you would. I don't have a problem with that, as long as, again, is the law of the land is what you're abiding by. But this is almost like they want you to supersede the law of the land to give them what they want. Am I misreading this or what?
No, you're not misreading it. But the thing is, they don't want people to walk their dogs outside in public. Really? Really? Who in the hell do you people think you are? This is what we do in our country. If you don't like it, get the hell out. Plain and simple.
So I was thinking something. So what if you have a white picket fence, right? You know how it goes, right? And the dog is running around the front yard, and they happen to walk by the house. Were they going to want you to put the dog in the house every time they go by? Is that how that works?
That's when you train your dog to be an attack dog. No, seriously. I mean, I'm sorry, but we are doing all these things, and these are just normal, everyday things. It's not like somebody's intentionally doing something offensive because of their religion. These are normal, everyday things that people have been doing for, I don't know, all of mankind since we domesticated dogs. So they need to sit down, shut up. And the people in England or wherever, if it's a city or town, need to push back and say, you know what? No, not happening. Don't like it. Too bad.
Yeah, well, isn't it interesting, though, when it comes to dogs in this country, and even other countries, the dog lovers come out of the woodwork when they feel like a dog or an animal has been mistreated. And I don't care in any way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they get all up in arms. They do protests. They do the signs. They do everything else. Nothing on this one. Nothing. When it comes to this kind of stuff and then pushing these kind of laws down our throats, the dog people, I don't even know what they are. Yeah, the dog lovers are silent, right?
I...
Are they afraid to browbeat the Muslims, or are they afraid? What is it? Only old white guys like me are allowed to be browbeat?
Okay, so here's the thing. Some of them are indeed afraid. Not only afraid of how they'll be treated by Muslims, but how they'll be treated by the left, who will call them racist, even though Muslim isn't a race, but people are stupid. They will call them xenophobes. They will lash out at them for daring to fight back against people because they want to do their thing that they normally have done forever. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Somebody, I tried to read this, somebody just sent me this. Family of 10 on welfare has new demand from the government on what they're entitled to. And these are, again, these people are in England. In 2012, Arnold and Jeannie and their 8 children moved from France to the UK so that Arnold could study mental health nursing at the University of Bedfordshire. They currently live in a 3-bedroom council house that they feel is poor living arrangements, and they want a bigger arrangement. They said they're cramped, and his wife have to sleep with the baby. Now, this is all being given to them. The British Council offered them a 5-bedroom home, but they refused to take it, claiming they need at least 6 double bedrooms to live comfortably. So this is the stuff you look at and you go, I have no say. I don't know your history, obviously, you know, but my grandparents came here from Italy, and you know, they huddled together in these rooms, or there was like 5 of them in a room, or whatever it took. Till they got rolling. They didn't want anything from the government. They were happy just to be here. You can talk about that on the other side of the break, because I talk too much. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
They call me Cuba Pete.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate your time spending with me on the air.
Yes, sir.
In the chat room. Texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Can we still say Chicky Boom? I mean, seriously.
Why is that a bad word?
Well, it's, you know, they're playing an intro from Mask, right? And I always love the, when I hear stuff like that, it's like, I think we do a couple of Barry White songs, too. And I'm going, could you sell those songs today? Wouldn't they have you arrested or something? By the way, the voice you hear, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's Kimberly Marin joining me as she does every week. But, I mean, think about the songs. Think of how these little weenies, I can't even call them millennials anymore, or snowflakes. They're little weenies.
Cupcake.
Right?
They're a cupcake.
I mean, forgive me. Somebody's going to get mad at me, but these are the kids I beat up in high school. Seriously. Couldn't stand
them. No. High school?
I've come a long way. I don't beat up snowflakes anymore, okay? But you know what I'm saying? I mean, you listen to this stuff, and it used to be a very small group, and you just kind of giggled and laughed them off and moved on your way. But now you hear it all the time. These people have lost their minds. I told you about that picture I saw, the two girls in front of the milk, a dairy refrigerator, you know? They got signs talking about how cruel and how violent it is when you take milk from a cow. I'm thinking, wow, you should tell her kids that. It's basically the same process, right? I mean, there's something wrong with these people, big time. But we've raised them, Kimberly. I'm sorry. I'm calling out the parents of those kids. We've raised them. That's who we have raised.
I did not raise a pajama boy. Sorry, I did not.
Okay. All right. I won't paint with that broad of a brush. Many people raise those kids. How's that?
Well, and this is the problem. This is, and I know everybody's heard this a billion times, this is the everyone gets a trophy generation.
Right. You're exactly right.
Basically, what?
I said you're exactly right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And basically, this is the generation where if you smack your kid on the butt, whatever social services would be called, you know?
Right. Yep.
This is the generation where kids call 911 on their parents for disciplining them. I mean, you're right. We did this, but it wasn't we did it. It was government that said, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to do things this certain way because this is what's better. And government likes to play parents. If you notice, there's all kinds of laws. And especially at the local level where they take away parental rights, where government, elected morons, make choices for parents that parents can no longer make, like not allowing your kid to go tanning if they're under 18. That's none of your damn business. I'm the parent. If
I want my kid to go tanning, they'll go tanning.
Well, you know what I mean? Had it happen there in New England, and you know, well, Connecticut, New England, with that young lady that was trying to get some health care, and she was doing a lot better, and then all of a sudden some psychobabblist out of Massachusetts decided she wasn't being... Remember her?
Yes.
And she went from somebody who no longer required a wheelchair, was doing well, her quality of life was getting better, and the minute the state got involved with it because they knew better than the parents, the kid was back in a wheelchair and lethargic in a very short period of time. Am I wrong with that? Remember that, right?
No, right. That these BCYS, CSS, I don't even know what they're called everywhere. These programs, they're horrifying. Absolutely horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're like the Gestapo of the government. You know, they know better than, you know, in some cases, I agree. Kids, parents are doing horrifying things, and their kids, they need to have their kids taken away or whatever. But there's a lot of cases where that's not happening, and they're just coming in and saying, we're the parents, we're the government, we know better than you.
Yeah, in California, they were actually looking... One of the legislators was looking at making it against the law to force your kids to go to church on Sunday. Okay, and I'm thinking to myself,
what?
Oh yeah, no, sir, dead serious. It was going to be against.
I didn't think they had that law when I was a kid.
but you see what I mean? You know, back to parents not allowing to parent their children. You know, and then we're held responsible for the mistakes they made up until they're a certain age. So it's a double standard that just doesn't work. So I want to go back to that family in the UK that decided that the government owed them a bigger living quarters in the whole nine yards. The guy wanted to sue the government or was complaining to the government that he was homeless in his own home because he had to sleep on the couch. The first thing I'd say to him is, you know, unless you need a reproductive a class again, stop making babies. Well, let's start off there. Maybe that'll help out a little bit, right? This family, for free, just in food and housing and all the other crap, they were getting about $60,000 a year. Plus, they're paying for him to go to school, and he's complaining he wants a bigger apartment. I must live in an altered reality. That's not my reality. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm really trying hard not to say bad words.
Just hit the mute button. Okay.
What these... And again... We, you know, England did this to themselves with their programs, and we do this to ourselves in this country with our programs. It's government giving out our money because we're taxpayers. I'm sorry, but you want kids, they are your personal responsibility, not mine, not Joe's, not your neighbor down the street. And if you have one kid and you need some help because it was, you know, it was an accident, right? You didn't plan it, and you need a hand up, while you can get on your feet because you have that kid, I totally get that. That's what we have the safety net for.
That's right.
Because you know what? Some things happen. Some things actually happen.
Yep.
But
you don't move in.
10 kids don't happen. 10 kids don't just randomly happen. If you can't afford to feed more than one kid, don't have it.
Unless there's lots of booze involved, then it's kind of random, I guess. Anyhow, go ahead.
On because you want to have kids, you know, regular people, responsible adults who, you know, pay for their kids, they don't have 8 kids if they can't afford them. Heck, they don't even have 3 kids if they can't afford them.
Yeah, that's a very true statement.
And that's a problem.
Well, I love, you know, I got to tell you something. I know everybody says this about their people, but I love the people in the Facebook feed. You know, one guy's got you're not making us live in fear, but you are starting to really tee us off. Kind of clean that up a little bit. But that's what just happened in the election, is it not? People were just mad at being told what to do, how to live. And again, it's not that people don't want laws. People, you know, speeding laws are good and stuff like that is good. But when you're brought down to how many ounces of soda you can drink, that government's overstepped, don't you think?
The government has been overstepping for a long time. The government is no longer... for we, the people, the government has become the ruling class. And one of the reasons that especially Democrats keep us so divided and chaotic is because they know, God forbid, that we, the people, actually unite they will be up the creek without a paddle. Because that's what they don't want. They don't want us to talk to our neighbor who's a Democrat and figure out what we agree on and that, oh, my God, the government is totally, they're just ruining our country. The people, not our government, the people in the government. I mean, $20 trillion in debt? What is wrong with these people? We spent all billions of dollars on the global warming hoax for other countries. Give me a break.
We're giving money... I love it. No, you're right. You're right on with all this stuff.
Hey. You know, and the problem is...
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, it's all of a sudden, because the weather's changed to cold, my throat gets dry faster. The problem is that because the government does this, the government runs the public schools, right? Mm-hmm. So the government has infused left-wing false ideology and history onto students. So we have a full generation now that has not gotten the truth about history,
oh, yeah,
about the government, about any of this stuff. They get an altered version,
yeah,
and it doesn't teach them the truth. So we got a bunch of dumbed down kids that then go on to left-wing universities where those professors teach them that communism is a good thing. And they turn out cupcakes.
Well, I went back and forth with somebody over communism and socialism, and they said that the reason we hate it so much in this country is we've been fed the propaganda that it has actually worked. And there were never people killed under communism. And when I asked him how much crack he was smoking, he didn't respond after that. I don't know why. But anyhow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I had that same conversation recently. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's a new push.
I'm like...
Yeah.
Oh, it's... That's the people that are doing. Look, there's a new thing out. Hang on, I don't know if you saw the hashtag.
We got to go for a break because I got to pay for the show. Unless, of course, the listeners want to send all kinds of money in. Then we're going to talk about that lunatic bin in Amherst, and now the American flag won't be allowed on campus anymore.
What?
Yep, I'm Joe Messina. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side. And hopefully Kimberly Moran will still be here on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible. so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for being with me today. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can also head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book. It's up there, too. You know, I make enough money off the book, we can can the commercials. I got to make a lot of money, but you know what I'm saying. You know, capitalism works. It really does. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. I'm trying to wind her up and really make her. She won't be able to sleep for 3 hours after the show tonight. No, she won't. Kimberly, thanks. What? Right? I mean, I know. I get you so wound up. I think you have to go drinking after the show. This is so tight.
It's sometimes, yeah. I don't call drinking. I just pour it from my own bottle.
Oh, God. You know, no, some of this stuff. You know, it's really funny because some of the stuff I have to read two or three times because it's so outlandish. It's so crazy. You sit there and say to yourself, come on, this is like Onion stuff, right? This can't be true. And then you find it two or three or four other places, and then you're saying, well, who's going to stop it? There's no adults to stop this. Now, this is out of Amherst. Now, in my day in the 70s, late 70s, Amherst was where you went on the weekends to hang out because, you know, you've got women and booze. I mean, that's what it was all about in the 70s. So, it was a party college. I would imagine it still is. Now, apparently what's happened on the college, Hampshire College, has decided not to fly any flags on campus, including the American flag, simply because one of the yo-hos pulled the American flag down and burned it on college grounds, right? So instead of dealing with that person like we always do when it comes to stuff like this, let's just not fly the flag at all, because that's the thing to do. So the Hampshire College president, Jonathan Lash, announced neither the American flag nor other flags will be flown on campus, and it is a disrespect that shouldn't have happened in the first place. No kidding. So the way you fix it is to hide it?
The college president is a moron, okay? Plain and simple. He's a moron. You don't take away the item that was burned. It was property that didn't belong to whatever person burned it. So that was a crime right there. Not only did they steal something that didn't belong to them, but then they destroyed it.
They destroyed personal property, right?
Exactly. You get rid of that person. You don't get rid of the flag. What is wrong with these people? I grew up out in this area. You're right. It's a horrifying place now out there. Amherst, Dumas. It's scary out there. And they let it just go to crap because they have all these people there that are just extreme left-wing, have no respect for anyone, no respect for anything,
right,
and no respect even for their own selves.
Well, here, you know,
I
want to shut the place down. I'll tell you why. So I'm watching Fox tonight, and one of the young men that was involved, and is not involved in burning the flag, but he heads up one of the groups on campus, he comes out and he says that the flag, you know, it's good the flag's not going to be up there because it's oppressive, and the imperialists here in this country, we have our military over in seven countries now, taking over seven countries. I mean, he went down the liberal professor line, and I hope his family was watching. They probably didn't care, but I hope his family was watching, because and they should have heard the flushing sound in their head as there's that hard-earned money that they're flushing away so liberal professors could teach their son a load of garbage that he was so weak-minded that he fell into what he actually believed. And on top of that, he started calling the police. He said he called the police and the military imperialists. And I said to you during the break, I said, you know what? I'm with him on this one. I think we should pull all the police from campus. They should have no longer have police protection on that campus. Just let me know what day it is. Right?
Right. You know, I know these type of people, and they're freak shows. You know, they only ever focus on things that they consider bad. They never talk about all the amazing and wonderful things we have done in this country over history. We were the first country that ended slavery. The first. Slavery still exists in Africa and in the Middle East. It still exists. We were the first ones to end it. We were the ones who went over and saved Europe behind in World War II. How many times have we helped people, saved people, done excellent things, and these people just ignore it? People have come here as the beacon of hope. We are a beacon of light, of freedom, because no one, absolutely no one in the world, no other country, protects the freedoms like we do in this country. I see you laughing, Joe.
Oh, I'm laughing at some of the things people are posting. But part of what I'm laughing about is I'm sitting here thinking, and you know what I say because, you know, we kind of grew up the same way. There were a lot of people in my house and in my family that had been in World War II, that had been in the Korean War and that kind of stuff. So they saw real oppression of people. And so they would tell you stories about that. So you had that in your head. You knew what real oppression was all about. So these professors couldn't make any headway. Well, now we don't have that anymore. And when we do have that, it's too distasteful to talk about in the house. So you don't allow Grandpa to talk about those kind of things. So these young kids, these young millennials and other young people, they really don't know what the horrors of war are all about. You know, for them, oppression is them having them have to listen to a conservative like you or I, but they don't really know what real oppression is all about. That scares me because it's given those professors a wide open crack in the dam to go through, right?
It's because they aren't taught history anymore. They literally aren't taught history. And these are the important things about history because you don't learn. You know, it's horrifying information to learn, right? Some of the history is really, really horrifying around the world. And that's the kind of thing that we need to teach so people know what is wrong. What is right? What, I mean, how many people have been murdered in the name of communism? Over 100 million. But people still think, oh no, communism is great. And they can't argue the fact that it's not. They try to say it's all propaganda. Why would anyone lie about all these deaths? The only people who are lying about it are the commies, the people who still actually believe it. I mean, that's like Holocaust deniers. Are you kidding me? We have film. We have video. We're going down a bad road, and no, we're really going down a bad road in this country because the left have taken over public education and higher education.
You're correct, which is why I've been yelling at people for years on this show, but even more so the last few months as this heats up. And when I get to the third hour, I'm going to play some clips that should make them throw up. But we've got kids that really don't know the history of this country. Why haven't conservatives taken their rightful place in education? I don't understand it. Is it because they're too weak to fight the libs? Is it they don't want to take the aggravation? Does it make enough money for them? And if that's the case, how about parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts? Why aren't you teaching your nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters what true history is all about? You know, I cheated, right? I grew up in the north end of Boston. I could see the bullet holes in some of the buildings and some of the tombstones and that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You lived the history. You were there. You could smell it, for God's sakes. These kids have no clue as to what it took and what it takes to maintain freedom. Agreed?
No, they don't. And they, you know, let's face reality, Joe. They don't even know why we even decided to fight against Britain and kick them out. They have no idea why we sent that King packet, you know? And the final straw, I mean, it was a slew of events and everything, but the final straw was the British were coming for our guns.
Just tell them they wouldn't let us open a Starbucks. They'll get it.
That's probably what they think. They probably think it was over tea, taxing tea. They don't really get the final straw that made 3% of this country at the time go to battle against the biggest army in the world at the time. They don't get it. They don't know it. They're not taught it. And they're not taught it for a reason, because the left wants to keep them stupid.
Yeah, you know what? Mary just brought up, Mary in the Facebook feed brought up the kid that in China who stole the banner, right? He got jailed. And then I think recently in North Korea, right, we had a young kid do something stupid at one of the theaters or something. I don't know if he stole a sign or took a picture of a sign when he wasn't supposed to, but it was very, he knew what he did was wrong, but he didn't think it was a big deal. And I was thinking, think about that. I am 57 years old. Even if I went down to Mexico, if I took the trek over the Mexican border, I would follow every law to the T, whether I agreed with it or not. We've raised a group of young people who don't really understand or believe in laws. They think if they don't like something, if they don't think a law is real or true, they shouldn't have to follow it. That's what we've, again, when I say we, you know, I mean the generic we. That's what we raised out there. And then we get all bleeding heart liberal for them when they get arrested in China or North Korea. You know what? I'm sorry. You knew what you were doing. Why were you being stupid?
Oh, yeah, I don't feel bad for them. Or people who crossed the border and they weren't supposed to or whatever. Sorry. You knew you were in a place you weren't supposed to be.
Yeah.
This is why I could never go to Cuba, because if I went to Cuba, I would be going outside of the tourist zone so I can investigate the real life about Cuba, and I'd be arrested and thrown in prison.
All right,
so I can never go there.
So just drop me a note when you do this, so at least I know when to go looking for you. You know, I got a time frame in mind or something like that. Anyhow.
I'm never going to do it, because I already know I would get arrested.
Yeah. Oh, they'd be looking for you. All right, tell people real quick where they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz. I have Turkey Awards out for New Hampshire politics for this week. It's actually kind of funny, even if you're not from New Hampshire. Twitter, Conservative IND, and the Federalist Papers Project.
Always a pleasure.
And happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you. Yes. And I, you know what? We'll catch up later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Listen, for my Facebook friends, we reset at the top of the hour. I don't know what to tell you. It's just what we have to do. If you're listening on a local terrestrial station, hopefully they carry it the whole time. If they don't, hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can find the station time or listen live there. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Take care of your bodily functions. Come on back.